Now, on this Invest Talk podcast, Steve Peasley listens to your questions.
Hi, Steve or Justin. My name is Ryan. I'm calling from the Seattle area. My father recently asked me about an ETF that he was thinking about purchasing. The ticker is HNDL. I'm just a little bit concerned about this one, so I was hoping I could get your take.
And provides unbiased answers.
It is kind of exotic, and I don't care for exotic investments for retired people.
InvestTalk, over 31 million downloads and counting.
If you were me, what would you do? Situation. So I am 45, my wife is 45. Gonna have my house paid off probably in 5 years.
Your participation makes it unique. 888-99-CHART.
This podcast is produced by KPP Financial. Steve Peasley, President. KPP Financial. Independent thinking, shared success. And now today's podcast.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Invest Talk. It is May 28th, 2021, Friday. Now, for a long weekend, we have a long weekend coming up this weekend, so that's nice. And of course, you know, we dedicate every show to you with our, and we start off with our mission statement, independent thinking and shared success. And we try to, that's our effort to try to assure you that we will give you accurate market reporting, explain our processes, as far as how and what we are buying and why. And anything educational we'll share with you, we want you to learn. We want you, you can do this on your own. You can. There's no magic bullets. There's no magic anything. There's no secrets. It's just work. You just have to understand what you're doing, and there's work involved. That's it. That's all. And if you like doing it, it doesn't feel like work, which that's my story. Doesn't feel like work to me. I like doing it. So that's what we do here on this show. We try to do it all without any bias one way or another. I'm Steve Peasley, and of course, I encourage you to give me a call. This is a call-in show. You drive the show wherever you want it to go. So give me a call. The line is always open. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And if you can't call me live, like right now, we're live 4 to 5 Pacific time, Monday through Friday. If you can't do that, you still can call, leave your question. 888-99-CHART is the number. 888-992-4278. 888-99-CHART. Okay, enough of that. So let's go right to the first listener line question.
Hi, I'm interested to buy this company for a long-term investment. Ticker symbol is TTCF. TTCF. Can I have your opinions, please? Thank you so much.
Okay, Tattooed Chef. Okay, Class A shares, manufactures plant-based prepared foods and ingredients in California and Italy. Strange, California and Italy. Just seems strange to me why those two places. It's a $1.7 billion company. Stock is $21.28 a share. It's going to make 30 cents next year. It lost 7 cents this year. It made money in the previous years, but it lost money in 2021, and I'm wondering why. The reason why I'm saying I'm wondering why is, I realize that maybe because they do a lot of business with restaurants and COVID, that's the only way I'd have to read more about what they do with their plant-based food. The sales growth, even during COVID, was very strong, 70, 95, 95, 48, and 59%. Those were the quarters of the last 5 quarters. So sales growth was strong. Why didn't they make money? Anyway, they're going to make 30 cents this year, and it's a $21 stock. So that tells you how expensive it is. I mean, a normal market PE, 15, would mean that this stock was $4.50. Okay, normal market PE. But let's say it's growing so fast. Let's give it a 30 PE. Be generous. Let's give it a, would you give it 100 PE and that would be $30 stock? Remember, it's 21 now. So you see how expensive it is, like 75 PE based on. It's not for me. Just from the numbers, I wouldn't do it. I'm not interested in buying growth stocks at this point. I'm interested in value stocks. I mean, I don't know enough about it. I can't see enough, so I can't really answer you on that question. Okay? 888-99-CHART, everybody. My focus point today concerns a story, according to an insider who claims knowledge, Amazon is looking at opening up pharmacy stores. Brick-and-mortar stores. Remember, Amazon, the ones who's trying to destroy brick-and-mortar stores, and here they are talking about opening up pharmacy brick-and-mortar stores. I think that's a pretty interesting story. So that's going to be our main talking point. And as you know, it's Friday, and I usually share highlights from the premium newsletter, the KPP premium newsletter, and I will do that. My trivia question today centers on the state of California. About 39 million people live here today. It has the largest economy in the U.S., but I bet there are some interesting things you don't know about California. So my trivia quest is coming up at the halfway mark of the show. Other things I want to talk about. The PCE report came out. That's the Fed's favorite gauge of inflation. We'll talk about that. Monday's a holiday, right? So the markets are going to be closed. But I want to mention some of the reports coming out next week. It's going to be a shortened holiday week for reports, but there's some that are going to be pretty interesting. Talk about the average citizens, just the average Joes, me, you, and everybody else who pays taxes. How much do we pay, do you think, every year? How much? Total. And how many Americans every year are either defrauded or have their information stolen, either are defrauded or have their identity stolen? How many people do you think? 50%? 1%? So I'm going to talk about those. That's what I want to talk about. The market was up today. The Dow was up 65 points. The NASDAQ was up 12 and the S&P up 3. Not a big day. But I thought that, a pretty decent day for being in front of a three-day weekend. The Friday before a three-day weekend, investors are nervous about holding on to things. So traders don't want to, that's for sure. So, not a bad day. So, we're headed into the break. Brandon from Seattle, hang on there, please. You will be next. For everyone else, my InvestTalk phone number is open and always open. 888-99-CHART.
Already past the halfway point of the second quarter. The market is constantly changing, and you've got to be ready to react. You'll have questions. Steve and Justin have answers. So listen live or download the free InvestTalk podcasts. The InvestTalk Anytime listener line never closes. 888-99-CHART.
888-992-4278. We're going to talk to somebody in Seattle. How you doing, Brandon? Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
No problem. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for the call again. You want to talk about PG&E?
Uh-huh. I do. When PG&E came on the backside of bankruptcy, I scooped up about 600 shares, probably around $5 or so in that range. And uh-huh. I just want to see what your take on it was for a long-term hold. If you could see them recovering in the future down the road, or if that's if I'm playing a fool's game in what I'm thinking.
I think if you bought it at $5 and here it is sitting on $10.14, I'd at least take half my profits. They're going to make $1.12 next year after making $1.01 this year. They're a long way from making $4 and $5 a share when the stock was $50, $60 a share. I don't see them doing that for years and years, if at all. Sales growth is pretty small, in the high single digits, 8, 9. Sometimes they reach 10%. So that's not going to change. They're not paying a dividend. They have a lot of debt. Most utilities do. PG&E, everybody, gas and generation and distribution of electricity, natural gas. In California, northern central California. And my biggest fear, to be honest, Brandon, is California is so litigious. Any fire, any wildfire out there, people are going to look to blame the power generating companies, because they have wires going everywhere. And so I think the lawsuits are going to be never ending. It kind of reminds me of the tobacco lawsuits, never ending. You know, so I don't think it's something I would not hold it long term. Would not be a long term hold for me. Okay, Brandon, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go to David in New Hampshire. David.
Hello, Steve. This is Dave from New Hampshire. Really love the show. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
I had a question on ticker symbols BBL and BHP. They seem to represent the same amount of BHP. I can't find much of a difference other than BBL seems to be domiciled in the UK while BHP is domiciled in Australia. And it looks to me like I should be buying BBL because I think there's a tax treaty between the UK and the US. And BBL does look like it's trading at a discount to me. So I was wondering if you could take a look at those two and let me know if you see any real differences.
Huh. BBL is BHP Group ADS, headquarters in Australia, an Australian company engaged in the mine of metallurgical and energy coal, iron ore, oil, gas, and magnesium. And BHP BHP is also a strong company, engaged, so I'm not sure what the difference would be. It's not telling me here what I'm seeing. It could be just a matter of a different class of shares, right? A shares, B shares, different voting rights. But I don't know that because it's the same company with the same business, the same everything else that I can see from my screens. If I go from one to the other, BHP is selling for $74.11, where BBL is selling for $60.75. Let me check out the earnings for BBL is $6.38 next year. But how about BHP? What are they next year? $6.64. So they're going to make a little bit more. I don't know the structure. I don't know the difference in structure, I should say. They're both mining companies, and both are in the iron ore and coal and oil and gas. So BHP says they're going to grow their sales 15% next year. How about BBL? Same thing. I don't know. That's a stumper. I don't know. I don't know why there would be a difference. And yes, BBL seems to be less expensive with the same sales growth. So if you're going to buy one, I'd buy that one. But I would find out why there's a difference. I really would. Thank you for the call. My focus point today concerns a story. According to an insider who claims knowledge, Amazon is looking at opening U.S. pharmacy stores, brick-and-mortar stores. Will this happen? And would this hurt the stock prices of other drugstores, CVS, and Walgreens, and those guys? Anyways, Amazon, remember, what it's interesting to me about this whole story is Amazon destroyed, or is in the business of destroying brick-and-mortar stores, right? You buy things through Amazon, and look at all the stores that have gone out of business or closed because of Amazon. All the brick-and-mortar stores I'm talking about. Now, Amazon's opening stores, physical stores. Now, they haven't decided. This is still rumor, by the way, everybody. But, you know, Amazon does deliver, home-deliver drugs right now. They just don't have any brick-and-mortar stores, no actual buildings. And they could easily do that because they already own a grocery store chain. Right? Think about that. Remember they bought, and then remember I said long ago, I said, I'm not sure why Amazon, a big discount online company is buying and selling things, would buy, I'm running out of things to say here. Anyway, remember they bought, what's the name of the big fancy Whole Foods, there you go. Thank you very much. Whole Foods. So they can put their CVS stores or their drug stores in Whole Foods, competing with CVS and Walgreens and those guys. They can easily do that. And that's probably the path they'll take if that happens. They haven't decided, though. It's all rumor. You're listening to Invest Talk. I'm Steve Peasley, and we're on the eve of Memorial Day weekend, everybody. So, with all the changes we see happening, it's important to remember that during times of market uncertainty, the task of building your financial freedom must continue. Doesn't matter. Always should be a goal of yours. Always at the forefront of your mind. We're talking, we're taking live calls, everybody. 888-99-CHART.
When you tell your friends and family members about the free Invest Talk podcast downloads, let them know they can choose an episode that covers their topic of interest. For example, browse by episode title for potential questions and answers on 401ks, cryptocurrency, treasury yields, real estate investing, commentary on growth stocks, listener stock picks, and more. Download free anytime at iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or investtalk.com.
Hi, Steve or Justin. My name is Ryan. I'm calling from the Seattle area. My father recently asked me about an ETF that he was thinking about purchasing. The ticker is HNDL. And I was taking a look at this for him, and it seems like it's sort of a combination of, you know, various bonds, plus some equity holdings, and possibly some other stuff, which I'm not really 100% sure on. I think it's some kind of strategy or leverage strategy. So I was wondering if you guys could take a look. My dad is about 70 years old, so he should really be invested primarily in stable, you know, things that he's not going to have to worry about having major volatility. And I'm just a little bit concerned about this one, so I was hoping I could get your take. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Yeah, I don't think it's really a good holding for a retired person, you know, not wanting to take risks. Okay, this is a NASDAQ 7-handle ETF. Okay, it's an ETF that seeks investment results of NASDAQ 7-handle index. So we got to find out what that index does. The index is split into two components. We got to figure out, you mentioned those two components. It is kind of exotic. And I don't care for exotic investments for retired people. I don't care for it. You know, can you do it? Sure. As long as it's a really tiny, small part of your portfolio, I'm okay with it. It pays a 4.9% dividend, but it's something that I would not suggest anybody buy. I'd need to do some research on it. Why? Another reason is because it's fairly new. It's only been out a couple of years. And, you know, during that 2 years, it's done nothing but go sideways. It's hardly moved at all. Why would I want it? The only time it really made a big move was down during the COVID crash. Okay, that's when it made a big move. Went down almost all the way to 18. Okay, but it's hovered around $25 and 22 to 25 for the ever since it's been in existence. So why own it? Why? There's no reason to do that. HNDL is a simple 888-99-CHART. Okay, the PCE came out. That's core inflation, and that's the inflation gauge that the Federal Reserve loves to use. It was up 0.7%. Okay, for the most recent month, it was the month before 0.4%. But that's the highest reading since 2008. So, is inflation, you know, the Federal Reserve has said that they see a spike. They're acknowledging a current spike in inflation, but they said it's going to calm down and that for nothing for us to worry about. I'm kind of worried about it. I don't know if I'm agreeing with them on that. I think inflation is sustainable, and we'll talk about it. I understand that they see a current spike, but there's just a lot of elements in that I see in place. We were discussing this today, Justin, Nick, Jason, you know, the other money managers in the office, and, you know, back and forth as far as we would take each other's sides, you know, and argue why and why not we see inflation coming. And I will share that with you over the next few weeks or so. But and I have been sharing with you why I think inflation might be sustainable. But I'll continue to do that. I'm just not convinced that I don't think it's going to jump as high as it has. But I think it may pull back a little bit, but I think we're on an upward trajectory. In other words, I don't think it's going to go back to 2%. I don't see that happening. I think our long-term average inflation rate is 3.3%. I think we're going to be higher than that. I think it's going to go to 4, maybe 5. And I don't know when the Fed's going to step in and try to contain it. I don't know that. They keep telling us they're let it run for a long time. Okay? You listen to InvestTalk. I'm Steve Pease, and we're here every day. Every day waiting for your calls, wanting your phone calls. So don't hesitate to call 888-99-CHART. Here's another call that came in earlier.
Hey, Steve or Justin. This is Bobby from Atlanta. I had a question on Cardinal Health. The ticker symbol is C is a Charlie, A is an apple, H is a house. Do you think it's a good buy at these levels, or shall I wait for a few more days, weeks, or months? Thank you. Bye.
Okay, it's a $56 stock. They're going to make $6.19 next year. They're growing in the low single digits. Cardinal Health, C-A-H, distributes branded and generic pharmaceuticals, over-the-counter healthcare and consumer products. It's fairly inexpensive, but I think it would be a good. I think it'd be a good buy. It pays a 3.5% dividend. I think this is a good price. Biggest issue is debt. That's what you need to look at. Look how much debt they have. Okay, as Justin and I have mentioned, we have InvestTalk listeners in every state of America, and we are certainly thankful for that. But now we go to break. I thought I might be a fun, lighthearted trivia question to give you. California is the largest economy in the United States, but let me test your historic knowledge about the state. Which year did California become a state? And when gold was discovered in California back in 1948, what do you suppose the population of California was at that time? About how many people do you think lived here before Gold Rush, 1848? After break, I'll give you the answer, 888-99-CHART.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It is official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. At this point, I think almost everyone has heard how generative AI promises to bring us to the next industrial revolution. AI is already shaping society with an impact on daily life that echoes the transformative significance of electricity or the internet. As we take steps to embrace the potential of generative AI, we need to remain vigilant with regard to its exploitability. This is where HackerOne comes in. HackerOne's AI Red Team addresses the novel challenges of AI safety and security for businesses that are launching new AI deployments. The HackerOne approach involves targeted offensive testing by harnessing the collective skills of ethical hackers who are proficient in AI and prompt hacking. In short, AI red teaming is the practice of stress testing AI models and deployments to make sure they can't be tricked into providing information beyond their intended use. and that security flaws can't be exploited to access confidential data or systems. HackerOne seamlessly integrates with your existing tools to enhance communication and collaboration across development, security, and IT teams. So, stay ahead of the game in the battle against cyber threats with HackerOne's Attack Resistance Platform. Learn more at HackerOne.com. That's HackerOne.com, HackerOne.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you heard about Riskalyze? It's a brief question and answer form that you fill out online. Steve Peasley and Justin Klein will also get a copy of your responses. They can use the Riskalyze results to help you formulate a strategy that fits your investing risk tolerance. Learn more anytime and take the Riskalyze quiz at investtalk.com.
Okay, I asked a trivia question before the break. Okay, when did California become a state? And what was the population in California just before the gold rush in 1848? Okay, at the time of the gold strike, the population of California was 14,000 people. In the entire state, only 14,000 people, 1848. After 4 years, the population exploded to 250,000 people. Between 1850 and 1859, miners extracted 28,280,711 ounces of gold. 28 million. In 2021 prices, the 28 million ounces of gold would have been worth about $53 billion. Now, date of statehood, September 9th, 1850. Capital of Sacramento, population today is 39 million people. It's crowded. But you know what's interesting is most of those people are below San Francisco. And did you know that San Francisco is only about halfway up the state? Half the state is very lightly populated. Most people don't know that. Also, did you know the highest and lowest point in the continental United States is located within 100 miles of one another? Mount Whitney, 14,505 feet above sea level, and Badwater Basin in Death Valley, 282 feet below sea level. Bet you didn't know that one. Interesting, huh? What I find interesting is the lower half of California controls the entire state. And if I was a Northern California resident, it would kind of tick me off that, you know, all the politics of California are controlled by half the state. That would not make me happy. Anyways. Okay, since it's Friday, I will be reviewing the newsletter in a few minutes, but you'll get some helpful hints. But first, let's take a live call. Sid from Canada. Sid.
Hi, Steve. Good evening. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for the call.
Want to discuss about SHW, Sherwin Williams. I looked at some of the details and looks like it's a good stock to have it in the portfolio for the long term. I don't see any negative in that one, but like to hear your opinion before I go for 5% of my portfolio size in this stock.
Okay.
Can you please give me your viewpoint? Thank you.
Sure. This is Sherwin-Williams Company, operates 4,784 paint coating stores in the United States, Canada, expands its stores base by 2% a year. It's a $226 billion company, so it's much bigger than most people think. They're going to make $10.31 next year. It's a $283 stock. So you're looking at a 22, 23, 24 PE. So what I'm going to suggest is it's already made a very nice run. It was a $100 stock at the COVID low, and today it's at 283. So it's already made a big run up. You might be a late. It's no longer a value stock. Has a great return on equity of 58%. Doesn't pay much in a dividend. You know, mutual funds are buyers of the company, and it grew 12% last quarter in sales. Usually the sales are below 5% every quarter. So it had a good year. So it's having a good run now, but I think it might be too late to chase, and you're going to be chasing the performance. It's too high. If you really wanted to buy it, I'd wait for a pullback back into the $230 range, or I would consider it. Appreciate the call. Thank you. That was a Sherwin-Williams company. Bet you it's bigger than most of you thought, $226 billion size company. Okay, it is Friday. The KPP Premium Newsletter went out. I distribute it every Friday. The first section is called the market condition section. The market seemed to behave better this week, possibly because the economic numbers continue to improve. Now, there is a concern over inflation, and I keep mentioning it every news week, every newsletter week that comes out, because I talk about the stats. But the apprehension by investors is kind of muted. I think they're getting used to that inflation noise. Mortgage rates continue to be very low, so the backbone of the housing market, which is mortgage rates, is still in place, though prices of homes have forced a number of potential buyers out of the market. And I mentioned it feels like the housing market is starting to weaken. The Case-Shiller CoreLogic National Home Price Index for March was released this week, up 13.2% annualized. It was 12% the month before, so prices are really getting hefty. That's a pretty good increase. So it has become obvious that the economy is expanding, and with more spending coming from Congress, this should probably continue. The U.S. currently sits on a $27 trillion debt load, or expressed in another way, 127% of the GDP, of our GDP, 127%. The debt must be serviced, but what if the interest rates on our national debt rises to a more normal number, like 3 to 4%? Right now, 10-year Treasury is only 1.7%. That's super cheap. Remember, people have to buy our debt for us to carry that debt load. What if they decide they want more interest for our debt? So, I don't know. I think it's a worry. No one's really worried about it. Not yet. On the portfolio management section, I talked about many individuals have put retirement plans on hold because they fear they will not earn enough money in later years of their life. Unfortunately, economic realities are much different than they were 10, 20 years ago. Before, you could get a pretty decent 7% yield on a fixed income investment. Now, you have to stretch and really hard to take some really crappy debt to get that kind of interest rate. And you don't want to take that, especially if you're in retirement. You don't do that. So I talked about that, talked about inflation and you know how that's going to affect your portfolio. And I talked about commodities to try to hedge against some of that inflation risk. In the stock ideas, natural gas gathering, processing, storage, and transportation, one of the bigger stocks I mentioned in there. And we happen to own, we meaning KPP Financial and our managed account for our clients, we own both of these stock ideas. The second one, a leading international tobacco company, engaged in the manufacturing sale of, cigarettes and non-cigarettes and alternative to cigarettes. So we know what that is all about. Consumer Watch, I talked about affordable retirement locations in the United States, where they are. If you don't have $1 million, $1 million nest egg, you don't have that, where can you go in the United States and still be able to live a comfortable life? So I put them in order, okay? The number one affordable place to retire is Brownsville, Texas, okay? Low cost of living, $35,304 a year. Okay, so lots of senior amenities there, too. And the weather's not too bad. It gets kind of hot in the summertime. Texas always does. It gets pretty cold in the wintertime because this was in northern Texas, up where the panhandle is. There is a lot of valuable information in the KP Premium newsletter each week. It is easy for you to subscribe directly through investtalk.com. And after subscribing, you'll receive the full report each Friday directly to your inbox. So, now remember, if this is information, if I raise some questions, you're welcome to call and ask anything. I'll clarify anything you want to talk about. It's okay. I encourage you to call. You can send us an email. Justin and I will always respond to them and ask your questions. Let's go to Robert in Fremont. How you doing, Robert?
Hey, good. See you. Thanks for taking my call. This is a, if you were me, what would you do situation. So I am 45. My wife is 45. Going to have my house paid off probably in 5 years. So probably looking at $1 million in equity. As far as I understand it, I'll be able to write off $500,000 between the two of us. What would you do with, or what should I do? You know, with the, you know, I'm going to have probably another $500,000.
Okay.
That'll be taxed. Is there something I should?
Yes.
Do now?
Yes. Robert, have you made any improvements in your house? Made any improvements in your house? You painted it? Have you done flooring?
Well, we did we did a second story addition.
Ooh,
about 3 years
great.
Ago.
How much that cost?
About $200,000.
That comes right off that extra $500,000.
Okay.
That's, you add that, all those additions and keep records, but add all the upkeep costs, not just routine upkeep, but I mean like, you know, if you did flooring, you put a new carpeting in, you painted the outside of the house, you added a whole second floor. All those costs, okay, get added to your cost basis when you bought the house. So instead of having $1 million equity, you will have, if you just counted the $200,000 with the addition, you only have $800,000 in equity. You see how that works?
I got it. Okay.
Yeah. You can save big buccarinis. Okay? That's how you try to protect your nest egg. That's how I got, you should see the stacks of information. Every dime I put something in the house, new toilet. Guess what? That's a new toilet. I'm taking that off. I don't care if it's $225. Hey, that's $225. I don't have to pay, you know, if I sell the house, I don't have to pay it as my capital gain. See, that's how you do it, Robert. Okay?
I appreciate it. Yeah. All right.
Good luck. Thanks for the call. Congratulations on the equity. That's great. Let's go to Noel in Napa. Noel.
Yeah. Hi, Steve.
How's it going, Noel?
Hello, Steve. Are you there?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I can't hear you too good. Anyhow, I'm calling about LUMN, Lumen Technology. I've got a big position in it, and I had a trailing stop on it, but I got a message from TD Ameritrade that my stop had been taken out, and then I looked further, and it they removed the stop because Lumen did something to affect the price of the stock today, but I couldn't find anything in the news. Do you know of anything that they may have done?
Well, let me see. There's a news that says noteworthy Friday option activity, and Lumen was involved in that. Lumen Technology, Inc., ex-dividend date scheduled for May 28th. That's what they did. Okay, they went ex-dividend. They paid a dividend, so that dropped the stock price dramatically probably. It was down, 3% or so? 46 cents? It's a $13.84 stock. So everybody, when the company...
It was only down 1.4%, I think.
Okay, maybe that's for the whole week. 3.22, maybe?
Now I know. Thank you, Steve.
No problem. And for everybody else, and when a company pays a dividend, okay, that takes the price of whatever they pay. Let's say a dollar dividend. They went ex-dividend date today. They paid a dollar dividend. The stock price will drop $1 today at the opening. The exact amount of the dividend, okay? So it opened $1 less because that's what they went ex-dividend date on the dividend. So that's why it moved so dramatically for him. Remember, it's a $13.84 stock, so it's a low-priced stock. So if they pay, and they pay a 7% dividend yield. So when they pay a dividend, it affects the price, okay? Okay. So on Fridays, I generally make time for a quick rundown of some of the numbers. Two-year treasury yield, 0.145. Last week was 0.155. The 10-year, 0.587, I'm sorry, 1.587 versus last week, 1.6. So the 2-year and the 10-year, both yields went down, preserving the yield spread. The yield spread is an all-important thing here. Between the two, the spread is the difference between the yield on the 2-year and the yield of the 10-year, and that's the important thing you watch as an investor. Is the spread normal? Is the 2-year yield going up or the 10-year going down? And do we have an inversion? Every time there's an inversion, meaning when the 2-year treasury pays more than the 10-year, we're headed into a recession. Always have. Happened in last year. We did it inverted the year before. Last year we went into a recession. It was caused by COVID, but I expected us to go into one anyways. Okay, gold at $1,904 an ounce. Last week was $1,871. It got above $2,000 today, early in the morning. Now it's $1,904. It's been creeping up. Silver too. Silver $2,780 per ounce. It was $2,741. Creeping up. Oil was selling at $66.94 per barrel. It was $63.54 last week. And try to remember, a barrel of oil is not a 55-gallon drum. A barrel of oil is a 44-gallon drum. Why? I do not know. Okay? I don't understand why they do that. Let's see. National average for a gallon of gasoline, $3.04. Us here in California, $4.18. And I had to put premium in my car. It's close to $5 a gallon. Whoop-de-doo. That's just great. I should live in Mississippi, where it's $2.71 in the gallon. Oh, well, $2.71. Man, I wish I had that. We're headed into our final break. You can give me a call, 888-99-CHART.
Steve and Justin have recorded a special bonus podcast. It's a fast-paced learning podcast for the average investor. It's free, so be sure to tell your friends. It can be downloaded now at iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and investtalk.com. Look for Rapid Fire Hour.
888-99-CHART. Coming up on Monday on a special InvestTalk program, we have scheduled a new Best of Caller Questions show. The market will be closed on Monday for the Memorial Day holiday, but please let your friends know they can still download a fresh and fast-paced question-answer podcast. It's brand new. Okay, by the way, InvestTalk downloads are always free. Get them at iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, InvestTalk.com. And now let's play a caller question.
Hey, Steve and Justin. This is Shannon in Palm Beach, Florida, calling about Digital Turbine Inc., ticker symbol APPS Apps. Got in on this one early, around $10 a share probably, like right around the beginning of the pandemic. It took off, grew up to about a little over $100 a share. And then as the growth stocks have kind of pulled back a little bit lately, it's kind of down in the low 60s now. Had a good run. My question is, do I kind of get out now and switch over to some value stocks, take my profit, or should I maybe keep a little bit in it? Or where do you see this stock possibly going from here? They might be acquiring, I guess, maybe another company soon. And do you think maybe it could kind of go back up a little bit? So just wanted to see what your thoughts were on where to get out and what, you know, what to do with it in the near future. Thank you. I'll listen on the podcast.
Well, if you bought it at 10, it's now 66, I definitely would take a bulk of my profits, but I would still hold on to a piece of it. This is Digital Turbine, APPS is the symbol, develops mobile software that enables mobile content distribution and transactions. A $5.9 billion company, growing over 100% in sales a quarter, last couple of quarters, so it's accelerating its growth. Earnings are going to be 69 cents this year and $1.02 next year, so at a dollar, it's trading at about a 66 PE. Growth stock, typical growth stock. I never tell people to get out of all your growth stocks, but what you do is you take that money that you made on this and you put buy some value stocks, because growth has had a huge run for years. Doesn't mean they still won't go up, but you're going to have to be more particular. This is a good company. Maybe is it worth 66 PE? No, No, 60 PE? No, it's not. I would take profits off, definitely. But it's still a great company and growing still fast. So I would hold on to a piece of it as well. Okay, remember, Monday's a holiday, everybody. Next week, we're going to have some interesting numbers. We're going to get the first quarter productivity number and first quarter unit labor costs. I'm watching out or keeping an eye out for inflation, and that will tell us a little bit about that. Next Friday, we're going to get the jobs report for May, which this is the 28th of May today. But next Friday, we're going to get this month's jobs report. Okay, and hourly wage. As I said, I'm looking for inflation, not only in prices, but inflation. I want to see if we're going to start seeing inflation creeping into our salaries. Okay, the average citizen, by the way, in taxes paid last. I'm not talking about the ultra rich people that don't pay taxes. And you know what really bothers me is we really don't tax the ultra rich people. Even with Biden's new plan, he's not taxing billionaires. You know, he said, "Well, we're gonna try to get those guys with a high capital gains tax." Billionaires, they don't care about that. They don't take salaries, so they don't have income tax. They live off dividends, or they live. You know, they don't. So we don't really tax. We tax high wage earners is who we tax. Anyways, we pay 5.3, the average guys, we pay $5.3 trillion in taxes last year. $5.3 trillion. Now, think, compare that with how much spending we're doing. Yeah. Anyways, and remember I asked at the beginning of the show, how many people, Americans, do you think are defrauded every year? Actually, in 2020 is the statistics I'm quoting. 23%, almost 1 in 4. 1 in 4. Wow. Anyways, I'm Steve Peasley, and this completes another InvestTalk program. Justin Klein, I thank you for listening. We do appreciate it, and we appreciate you telling your friends and family about us. And you can download free podcasts every day. Every day. Okay? It's always free, and if you do, you can do it through Google Play, Spotify, InvestTalk.com, iTunes. We would appreciate it. And you can browse our podcast by topics these days. We think that's a nice little feature. 401ks, treasury yields, all that stuff. Growth stocks. So independent thinking, share success, everybody. I want you to have a great long weekend, and we'll see you next week. Good night.
Because of the nature of the interactive dialogue inherent in the format of this program, it's important for the listener to understand that not all comments made will apply to them specifically. Nothing said shall be taken to be investment advice, or shall statements on this program be considered an offer to buy or sell securities. Such advice is rendered solely on an individual basis, and at times will require that the investor review a prospectus before investing. InvestTalk is a copyrighted program of Klein Pavlis Peasley Financial, a registered investment advisor, which retains all rights. For more information regarding KPP's investment advisors, call 1-800-557-5461. Steve Peasley is President and Justin Klein Chief Executive Officer of Klein Pavlis Peasley Financial. And they thank you for listening and welcome your comments or questions on our 24-hour listener line at 888-99-CHART.